Welcome to episode 23 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we bring you a comprehensive update on the latest developments in Canadian immigration. In this episode, we'll discuss British Columbia's recent provincial nominee program draws, the latest figures on Ukrainian arrivals under Canada's emergency travel program, promising employment trends from Statistics Canada, and an update on Canada's commitment to Afghan refugee resettlement. Let's delve into these significant stories. British Columbia's targeted PNP draws. On June 4, 2024, the Government of British Columbia conducted a series of targeted invitation rounds under the British Columbia Provincial Nominee Program, BCPNP. These draws are part of the province's strategic effort to attract skilled professionals in key sectors. In the Tech Focus draw, 33 candidates with a minimum score of 122 points were invited. The province also extended 8 invitations to early childhood educators who scored at least 93 points, recognizing the critical need in childcare. In healthcare, 13 candidates scoring 100 points or more received invitations, and 14 invitations were issued to construction workers. In total, British Columbia issued 68 invitations to apply in this round, bringing their 2024 total to an impressive 3,315. These targeted draws underscore BC's commitment to addressing sector-specific labour needs through immigration. Ukrainian arrivals under CUAET. Turning to international developments, IRCC provided an update on June 3 regarding arrivals under the Canada-Ukraine Authorization for Emergency Travel, CUAET, program. To date, IRCC has received over 1.18 million applications and approved more than 962,000. While the application window for visitor visas under this program closed on July 15, 2023, it's heartening to note that from March 2022 to April 2024, nearly 300,000 Ukrainians have found safety in Canada. These figures reflect Canada's ongoing commitment to providing humanitarian assistance and a beacon of hope for those displaced by global conflicts. Employment growth and job vacancies. In economic news, Statistics Canada's latest survey of employment, payrolls, and hours reveals encouraging trends. Employment rose by 51,400 jobs or 0.3% in March, marking the second consecutive month of growth. This increase was broad-based, with gains in 11 of 20 sectors. Notably, healthcare and social assistance led the way with an increase of 11,700 jobs. Over the past year, educational services have seen a commendable 2.2% growth. Manufacturing, construction, and wholesale trade also registered modest gains. Concurrently, job vacancies decreased by 40,600 to 610,700 in March, the lowest since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. This decline was observed across most provinces, signaling a potential stabilization in the labor market. Afghan refugee resettlement progress. Lastly, we turn to Canada's ongoing commitment to Afghan refugee resettlement. As of June 4, 2024, Canada has welcomed an additional 1,110 Afghan refugees since May 3, bringing the total to 52,155. Under the Special Immigration Measures Program for those who assisted Canada in Afghanistan, 14,945 individuals have arrived. The humanitarian program has facilitated the arrival of 23,595 Afghan nationals, with an additional 3,735 arriving through the pathway for extended family members of former interpreters. These figures underscore Canada's dedication to honoring its commitments and providing a safe haven for those who have faced immense hardship. As we conclude episode 23 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast, it's evident that Canada's immigration landscape remains dynamic and responsive to global and domestic needs. From targeted provincial draws to humanitarian efforts, from labor market stabilization to refugee resettlement, the multifaceted nature of Canadian immigration continues to evolve. We thank you for your continued engagement with these critical issues. Whether you're a prospective immigrant, an employer, or a citizen invested in Canada's future, these updates affect us all. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to bring you in-depth analysis and timely updates from the ever-changing world of Canadian immigration. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged. This is Ryan, signing off.